If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this'll be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
You're listening to High Society Radio, episode number I don't know and I will probably never figure out. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bro, Johnny.
Yeah, first show of the new year. You guys excited?
It's the second show of the new year.
Mr. Late to the fucking party.
What are you talking about?
You're listening to High Society Radio, Twitter account at HS Radio Show. We're on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. We're on newtownradio.com. That's Newtown Radio, the best independent radio in Brooklyn, New York. And whenever I'm in Bushwick, all I do is I go to my my phone. I'm like, I'm listening to Newtown. Wait, is this cock talk? I'm turning this off. Hate those two broads.
Radio war with cock talk.
No way.
It's a cock talk. It's a cock war. Hold on, let me finish my plugs.
Okay.
So Twitter at HS Radio Show. Instagram. You can see the Christmas gift Chris gave Johnny and I. Go to Instagram. High Society Radio is the name of the account on Instagram.
I noticed you didn't keep it in mint condition.
Oh, no, that thing is not in mint condition.
I still got my shit wrapped up somewhere. It's somewhere. I just don't know where.
Yeah, I busted that out immediately.
Jesus.
Anyway. And then patreon.com/High Society Radio.
Yeah, we got some new guys.
There's more Patreon patrons because over the break between the last show of the year and the first show of 2015... We got some more Patreon patrons.
Yeah, we got, there was two.
Wait, hold
more.
Hold on.
Since last week.
All right, since last week. All right, so there's two more since last week.
Well, who did you guys announce last week?
Oh, so many of our great good friends.
Like five people?
But just give me the two new ones.
Okay, we've got Unfulfilled Potential.
Nice.
That should be the name of this show.
Ken Jr.
Ah, Ken Jr. Cool dude.
Exactly.
He loves him some Pokemon.
We're inching closer to that Pokemaster. Wait, never mind. We're inching closer to that pizza party. And I swear to God.
Oh, wow. Somebody dropped out. We lost somebody.
Who did we lose?
Somebody, because you said their name wrong last week.
Fuck off. No way.
That's who we lost since this morning.
Bullshit. I talked to the dude yesterday. Literally yesterday.
Well, say their name right, Johnny. Maybe they'll come back.
Dylan B.
You get one of those.
He's on Charlie G level now.
Oh, fuck out of here. You serious? I'm about to spaz out, son.
That's what you get.
That's pretty foul.
For fucking...
What the fuck?
For costing us cold, hard Patreon cash.
Bullshit,
brunch, Johnny.
Scroll down.
His t-shirt's in the freaking mail, too.
Scroll down.
It's not there. Dude, I'm looking at the total.
You know, because
no way. Oh, dude.
Because
sorry,
you screwed us
man.
Over, we have to listen to this song. So everybody shut up.
No, don't play.
When somebody talks stupid and you want to say something, hit them with the bruh button. Bruh. Hit them with the bruh button. Hit them with the bruh button. Bruh. When somebody talking stupid and you want to say something, hit them with the bruh button. Bruh. Hit them with the bruh button. Hit them with the bruh button. Bruh.
So until this guy comes back, I don't care how many shows it takes.
Oh, God.
Every time you talk, you're going to get this.
Oh, don't do that.
So
please,
I guess it's a two-man show, Chris. Until
I mean, just speaking of, but like I said, fucking, we talk about. Also, I was listening to that show, like, you know koalas don't have cocks that big, right? They're regular size.
You're bullshitting me. I've heard look. 7 inches, man.
Look at that. Look at that. That's not a big cock.
Look how far it is, though. You got to zoom in on that shit.
No, he's just jerking off his little koala cock. They do have two cock heads, though. Like all marsupials.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Why? Because the marsupial vaginas, like they account for two cockheads.
I don't know.
Is it like deep in it if you slide them in?
Yeah, they fuck two kangaroos at once.
Nice.
They put it in the pouch and the fucking vagina at the same time.
This is just weird. I thought they just had one cockhead. I thought the only person with two cockheads was a guy on Reddit last year.
Nope. Maybe he's a fucking marsupial. He grew in a fucking pouch.
You think there's a marsupial hybrid mutant man out there with two penises?
I mean, marsupials are the only mammals that are known to have two cocks. Or two dual-headed cocks, rather.
I guess we have to hunt him down. You know, man is the most dangerous game, Johnny.
I guess.
Much more dangerous than, say, a lion or, I don't know, tiger. Just hunting, like, some homeless. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd be easier to take out like a couple of homeless guys than like one tiger.
I mean, like if you're just dropped into a pit, it's man on man fighting. Like, okay, yeah, you're gonna want to fight a man instead of a tiger because a fucking tiger will just
can't
gut
defend
you.
Against the tiger.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But if you're like out, you're hunting. Do you want to hunt a man or a tiger? And say you get a gun.
I still think easier.
I say tiger.
You're gonna say tiger? I guess
there's more of a method to hunt a fucking tiger than it is
like
a man.
You know, people say, like,
wait,
you know,
like what's the environment though? Is it like
you're like in the city?
Oh man, definitely. It's a lot easier than fucking hunting a tiger in the city. It'll kill more people before you get there.
I don't know where that came from. I'm sure it's something very famous. And I sound like an idiot of like man's most dangerous prey or whatever.
Yeah, that's
yeah, it's
the
name of a movie.
Is it?
Yeah,
man's the most dangerous prey is the name of a movie.
What was that fucking story? Was it Edgar Allan Poe that had a story where he hunted a man?
Regardless,
I think it's Mario Van Peebles.
Whoever came up
with
that.
Yeah, yeah, he was
didn't realize how many stupid people there are out there.
Well, there's also a 1932 movie, but it definitely got remade.
It was based off a book. I'm trying to remember who the fuck wrote it.
Bruh.
I think it was the chick who wrote Fifty Shades of Grey. I think she wrote it.
Oh, shut up. Oh.
We're all gonna go see Fifty Shades of Grey. It's opening in a month.
God, it
bros.
Looks fucking terrible.
You're just gonna complain that it wasn't as good as the book the entire time.
There's nothing could be worse than that book. Actually, this movie probably will be. It's Valentine's Day. You know how we all like to spend Valentine's Day together.
Yeah,
all
right. That never happens.
Yeah, all right, well, we're gonna make it special
Johnny
this
stays
year.
Alone, stays home alone and cuts himself.
I don't fucking stay home alone. I go to a strip club.
I'm telling you, dude, you fucking got... Is that guy... That guy
I'm checking right now. Let me verify, because he might have a different name on Patreon, right? Shit. That's two people, actually. Technically, Charles G left because of me, too, right?
Yeah, you're ruining...
Fuck!
You're making us look bad, Johnny.
Oh, my God.
So I'd say to the High Society Radio listeners, don't listen to Johnny. Listen to me.
Yep.
Go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio.
You guys
donate.
Really shouldn't like personally message me. This was.
I'm just saying. Well, you guys were on like podcast break. I'm sitting around doing extra podcasts.
And really, Chris from Brooklyn is
and
the.
You guys just 1 week. You guys just fucking shit the bed.
Is the holiday master?
Say shit the bed.
The master of holidays because you put out so much. How much stuff did you put out while we were out?
I definitely did two interviews and then I called Johnny.
Who'd
on
you,
the phone.
Who'd you interview?
Well, I did three interviews. One was Christina Summers.
And how would people know her? Tell
she's a factual feminist. She owns a YouTube channel. She's an author.
Yeah,
I did an interview with Bronx Johnny.
That was
how'd you get him?
It was I called him. It was weird.
Yeah, that was very awkward.
We listened to our old MySpace clips.
It was fun though.
They don't hold up.
I thought we came out a little bit better than I thought we were. We were a lot better, worse for wear then. It was like 5 out of 6 wasn't so bad.
That's true. They weren't terrible. And then I had Dave Smith from Legion of Skanks.
Ah, yes.
Nice.
Dave Smith.
We drank some beers and talked shit to each other.
You had him at the...
Yeah,
at your studio?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's awesome, man.
At the BK Chris headquarters.
Yeah.
AKA your apartment.
Yes, also.
Wanted to class it up a little bit, but okay.
That was all great stuff. People were loving it.
Yeah.
I was looking on Twitter, and people were interacting with us.
Mm.
Johnny, I went 1-for-4 last weekend with football.
You only like acknowledged the one bet, though. You should have just left it as you did the one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and this
fucking
show,
being all honest and shit.
Cowboys did cover, but
you goddamn mush.
All right, so who's gonna be in the Super Bowl?
I'm going with what you fucking said. Fucking Patriots Seahawks.
I changed my mind this past week.
What are you doing?
Seahawks Colts.
Wow, that's ballsy, bro.
Andrew Luck goes into Foxborough.
I don't like his chance against Revis, dog.
Revis can't do shit. Joe Flacco fucking and Steve Smith Sr. destroyed him. It was really a sad sight to see.
Steve Smith ain't do that much damage.
Joe Flacco did whatever he wanted. He threw.
I saw him throw a pick at the end, if that's what you mean. Right? Is that what you meant?
After putting up 30-something points.
Did they win?
No.
All right, then.
But Andrew Luck is better than Joe Flacco.
What?
Andrew Luck is better than Joe
Flacco. I thought you said otherwise. Like, no. Yeah.
No, Joe Flacco.
No, Joe does have the Super Bowl ring, so.
Well,
until
he's been
proven
in the league
otherwise.
For the 10 years or whatever it is.
He had to beat that Niners defense. That wasn't no fucking picnic.
Thank God for that blackout.
Didn't really help anybody.
It helped me out. I was able to sober up a little bit.
Did you cover on that one?
I think I bet the over that night, and it came through big time.
Mm.
You like that? You were approving of my fucking angry betting?
I ain't lasting. Sometimes when you fucking get going, it's good. But when you hit the shits, it's not fun to watch.
I live inside the shits, Johnny.
Chicken bones everywhere and shit.
Oh,
empty beer bottles and fucking your dreams at the other end.
What dreams? Who says I have dreams anymore?
Uh-huh. You going to try that shit next year, that fantasy
cocaine?
Draft
cocaine? Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Try it means you haven't done it before, you ass.
No, he's going to try to do it every day. He's going to do cocaine therapy.
Nah, there's no way.
What if I go down to, like, Peru?
Yeah.
And get, like, I'm sure cocaine's incredibly cheap in Peru.
Probably not. Everything's expensive nowadays out in South American countries.
Really?
Probably coke, yeah.
Tell me about it. How do you know? How is everything so expensive in South America?
Fucking grandma was out there. She just came back from it.
Yeah, she told you the blow is too expensive?
I didn't ask about the blow, but I'm figuring if you got pork and chicken, which you're not fucking importing, you have it there, and it's more expensive over there than we have it here, that's pretty bad sign.
What?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. She said like a whole pig is like $80.
How much should it be?
Well, like, I'm figuring a whole pig would probably be like $45-$60 out here.
All right, you have you have no idea what you're talking about.
A whole pig? Chris, how much is a whole pig?
Chris works in
a
restaurant.
Not cooked.
Chris runs
it's
a kitchen.
It's a fucking raw pig.
How much
pig.
Did you say you were paying for it?
About $80-$81.
And that's not that bad. I mean, how big
for
is a pig?
Entire
a small pig?
I would figure a small pig out there. You ain't really giving it roids.
You don't even know, bro.
And they're dirty pigs,
a whole
by
pig,
the way.
A full-grown pig, that's not a bad price, $80.
It seems cheap to me.
Is it cheaper than you would get it here, though?
Yeah. I mean, you get I so,
significantly
really.
Cheaper.
You get a shitload of pork.
You guys never been to be real.
You can get, like, a suckling pig. Here, look. I'll go to sucklingpig.com.
Suckling pigs are the tiny ones, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. You finally got a goddamn heart in you?
What does that mean?
You feel bad about small pigs getting killed?
No, I don't. I think they're cute, especially when you cook them. Mm. That nice little brown skin. Mm.
You're a strange dude.
Yeah, I like fucking pigs, right?
You're strange, bro.
I mean, they're nice girls, John. I mean, you know. I mean, I know you're not calling any of them again.
That's a suckling pig? That big motherfucker there? Listen, that's pretty big.
180-pound pig, if you're going to get like an organic one, is like... They're saying here like $200.
God damn.
This one is $700.
But that's a big ass hog. That's technically a hog, ain't it?
Well, it's 180 pounds. That's how big a fucking pig is, bro.
But like a suckling pig, I'm thinking is like the one from Babe in the City and shit.
Yeah,
ain't that
a small suckling pig. Like if you want to get, well, the website that you
30, can 35, 40 pounds, maybe. They're not that big.
Yeah, 30-pound pig. But you're thinking, like, if you're going to get a whole pig, you're figuring $3 a pound, $4 a pound.
Mm. I know you get the pork shoulder for, like, $1.49 nowadays and shit.
All right, we're fucking talking about pork prices. Let's get the fuck off the pork goddamn shit, all right? Jesus Christ.
All right.
Oh, my head. Chris, I mean, I haven't seen you in, like, 2 weeks. What the hell have you been up to?
Not much, buddy. Not
stressing,
much.
Man?
That's good.
Yeah, not much. Working. Pull my fucking hair out.
It looks like it, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
Ouch.
First of all, you got Eddie Munster head. Your fucking haircut.
Fucking fantastic.
His haircut makes him look like Chaz Bono.
His fucking hair looks great, all right? I have beautiful hair.
So you did that Brooklyn thing there that you complained about. That fucking Chaz Bono and shit. Listen to it again when you want to do another show. It just comes out of you sometimes for no reason. Yeah. When you get mean, you do Brooklyn Chris. Yeah.
What's a topic that we could talk about?
Johnny, you're a Lisa Ann fan, right?
She's all right, yeah, man.
Now, last week, you guys were talking about Mia Khalifa. You're also a fan of her.
Yeah, she's good money, man. Right. Good egg.
She beat Lisa Ann as the most searched porn star on Pornhub.
Yeah, we brought that up last week.
But yeah. but she received mad death threats.
We also brought that up last week.
I don't remember bringing up the death threats thing. I don't remember seeing that. So people actually, I don't remember it at all. So if we did, I'm just an idiot. Where is she getting the death threats?
I guess on Twitter and on the internet. People have just been like threatening. Just because she got rid of Lisa Ann, people are like, yeah, I'm going to fucking kill you. I don't know. Lisa Ann stalkers.
I thought she got the threats for fucking because of the hijab shit. She wore that shit during
one
of
the
scenes.
She may have gotten those too, but I'm talking about this is like specific to this. This bitch can't win.
She is Charlie Hebdo.
Can she not win or has she already won?
I mean, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, I mean, fucking a death threat on the internet. Who cares?
I don't know, man. That shit's getting serious nowadays, B.
What do you mean?
Shit in France. They threatened
what happened in France?
They killed them dudes at that Mad Magazine shit they have. Or their version of it, I guess.
I guess, yeah, Charlie Hebdo is the...
That's how I look at it.
I thought it was like that or Cracked or something. You know, something like...
And they just keep pushing that shit. Like, the last one they had with the Muhammad on the cover, they just don't give a fuck.
Oh, no. It's full on.
And they're milking that shit for what they got. They sold, like, over a million and
It was like 3 million. They sold, like, 3 million copies.
Within an hour, right?
I don't know. If it's insane. I don't have fucking timelines, dude. All right? No? I just know they sold a shitload of copies, okay? Just chill out.
Well, they sold out what they usually print, like, 60,000 copies a week.
Oh, yeah. And then I think Google put up the money to get them to print more.
Yeah, like, they were going to print as many as 2 million, but I know that they're out again right now.
Yeah, everyone's buying that thing. Yeah. I have 4 subscriptions to it.
How many save them shits? It's gonna be worth something one day.
Sure, yeah.
You don't even read French, motherfucker. What do you need that for?
Look,
he just looks at the pretty pictures.
I like the pictures of Muhammad. Okay, love it, love them.
You gonna hold it up next to pictures of Mia Khalifa and just jerk, pretend she's jerking off the cartoon of Muhammad.
Why would I masturbate that to a woman? It's crazy talk. That thing's crazy because also earlier this week, actually yesterday, in Belgium they lit up some terrorist cell. Killed two guys that were planning on this is what the report said, a significant terrorist attack. And Belgium, if you don't know your geography, is like a couple hours away from Paris. It's like it's right in the middle. It's right next to they share a border with France. They're pissed. And multiple things I've read is like all Jews should go back to. I think the Jew Netanyahu, I believe.
Yeah, that's a tough dude.
He put out, says, yeah, all Jews in Europe, just come back to Israel. We got you. We got you. Don't worry about this. As they call it, Johnny, they're trying to turn it into Eurabia. It's like Europe and Arabia for the amount of Muslims that are moving into, say, France, Spain, and
I thought the French were pretty like stiff on not letting people come in, especially like
they have the biggest of Muslim it's the biggest population of Muslims in Europe is in, I believe, in France.
But didn't they also make burqas illegal a few years ago?
Yeah. Like 2013, I think, or 2011. It was recent.
Yeah, they don't have a good relationship. The Muslim minority is pissed. Remember, I think it was a couple years ago, there was all those riots.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that shit, right, John? You were there.
No, I wasn't there. Don't say I'm traveling abroad and shit.
You were there, and you were fucking launching Molotov cocktails at those French pigs.
I remember
we were on. I was on the phone with you. It's like, this is costing a lot of money.
You were via satellite?
Why are you even calling me? And I just fucking heard glasses exploding, and I heard fire.
Just the sat phone we bought him alone, that was like 60 months of Patreon money. Especially now that our fucking money's going away.
Yeah, now now people are stopping. They're stopping donating. You know why? Because of Bronx Johnny.
Well, Bronx Johnny. I actually just got down to what happened. The dude isn't the piss that we got the name wrong. It's just he's moving to Sweden in June, so he has to save up money.
All right.
That's cool, man.
Sure. Sure.
I got it right here on the fucking Insta
and
chat.
It's from, that's an email. No. And it's from Bronx Johnny at at highsocietyradio.co.
Yeah,
thanks for nothing, Johnny. I don't want to hear your fucking lies.
Lies? Look, I have a shit right here. Yeah. Look, even a smiley emoticon.
Yeah, you texted that to yourself, dude.
How the fuck do I? I'd have to have two Facebooks at the same time open. You can't do that on the phone.
You have multiple fucking phones.
Where? I'm not fucking BK Chris. I only have one. I have the one.
You're not going to show me your multiple phones. Jesus, I know you're lying. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Don't make me play the fucking Broad Button song again. I don't want to hear it anymore. Jesus Christ almighty.
Sometimes you remind me of a dog's asshole.
I am a dog's asshole.
Speaking of dogs, assholes.
It's a great segue, Johnny.
There you go.
You're just the master.
Johnny the Segue King. We need to bring that bit back.
No.
Mm-mm, that's a lot
right,
of
so speaking of dogs, assholes.
There you go.
You sounded like a real newsman saying that.
I am a real newsman.
You really did.
And I'm also a Jews man.
In breaking dog asshole news.
What is it about the dog assholes?
There's someone on Etsy selling... stickers for dogs' buttholes called rear
so
gear.
Stupid,
I've
dude.
Heard of this before.
It's not brand new then.
When
and
did you hear
I'm
of it?
All for it. You know why? I like dogs. I like cats. I like animals. But certain types of dogs, when they have like the tails that are always like up,
you know
what I'm saying?
You don't
like,
want to see like, asshole?
Yeah, it's weird. It's just like they're constantly showing off their asshole.
Stop looking at their asshole.
Well, if the fucking dog's walking in front of you, you're going to see its asshole. You can't help
you
it.
Look but straight
if
the dog, ahead, all
right, if the dog is
them,
walking, right, and goes to shit, what are you going to do? You're going to pull the sticker off, put it back on? These things are $6.25 a piece.
Holy fuck, that's a lot of money.
All right, here's a question. Are they washable?
Is it $6.25 for a pack?
That makes it so much worse. It doesn't even say if they're washable. I would hope so. It's
$6.25. I doubt it, man. It's a sticker.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that's gotta hurt them too, because it's like you're peeling out their little asshole hairs and shit.
You're right.
Yeah, it's animal pretty cruelty. Cruel, yeah.
But you know what? I'd still put it on a dog if I owned one. I was like, I'm not looking at your asshole today.
But you could just use duct tape. Why do you have to pay $6.25 for this?
This is for Jesus. Me, dog, not you. All right, you have. Or I guess, you know, I want the dog to have some dignity.
Is it like a fucking scratch and sniff? Some fucking perverts out there? That's kind of perverted, man.
It's
a, look how close her face is to that dog's asshole.
She's eating that dog's ass
it
out right
like
now.
It looks like it. It fucking looks like it.
So hot.
It's a rose on his asshole. What the fuck
I'll
does that
I'll tell you,
mean?
This Etsy store is pretty unprofessional because...
Etsy?
Yeah, because it says there are different ones, but it's only pictures of a flower butthole cover.
Because it's blooming? Is that what it's supposed to
it's
be?
It's a blooming onion.
Yeah.
Oh, don't
they
say
only
that.
Have pictures of that, but they say they have one that looks like dice.
Yeah.
One that looks like a cupcake. And one that looks like a
biohazard
symbol.
I only see the one,
symbol.
Though.
Yeah, it only shows the one. Did they have a disco ball one?
I mean, you have to go with either disco ball or biohazard sign, right?
I guess.
I mean, that makes the most sense. The flower is just too stupid.
I don't know. The dice, like if they look like dice that you'd hang over a rearview mirror, are pretty funny.
That's okay.
I guess. Why don't you put that on the dog's balls? Like...
No, you'd put truck nuts on the dog's balls.
What?
Dogs don't have balls. I just hang truck nuts off of them.
Weird.
Most, when was the last time you saw dog balls?
You see, fucking bulldogs have some big-ass nuts, man.
Johnny's constantly playing with dogs' balls.
Hell yeah. Be in the park just dealing dogs' balls.
And we wonder why we're losing Patreon.
I go to the dog park, and I just grab dogs from their owners and start playing with their balls.
Thin down my mustache and shit, just roll on the grass.
It's like Johnny just goes, like, I'm going to pet this dog's tummy. Oh, you're a good dog, aren't you? And then just goes fucking grabs
shit
their
just
balls.
Gets out of hand.
So it's been a couple weeks since I've seen you guys. Have you guys been committing crimes since you could get away with it?
What?
NYPD slowdown, dog.
I've been drinking
beers outside. I've been drinking beers outside, pissing wherever I want.
Segway Prince.
I haven't seen anybody fucking enforce some shit, so like the open beer can, I haven't seen it in a while. Even before the slowdown.
No, I got a ticket like not long ago.
Well, open container shit?
Yeah.
Well, how fucking drunk
it?
Were you, though?
Of course I paid it.
Of course he did.
Good, good.
What are you trying to snitch on him for?
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm trying
to
remind
sure,
him to pay
just fucking
it.
Winked at you. Maybe he didn't pay, but
you
got to snitch on
I'm
him,
not
man.
You. I don't get arrested for old warrants.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, old warrants are bad. Yeah, I was taking advantage. I went and I was sitting down in front of a police station, and I was drinking one tall boy as I was pouring another tall boy on my crotch. I was like, some for this head, some for that head.
Fucking
and
degentrification next.
I was
shit,
like,
man.
Oh, my dick's drunk before my brain is. And I didn't get a ticket. It's crazy, bruh. And I was like, where the Four Loko at? And then I found a time capsule from 2008. And I was like, oh my God, there's fucking Four Loko in this thing.
The kids fucking hate Four Loko.
With caffeine. And it's my favorite flavor, grape. That was the best Four Loko flavor, grape.
No, I like the blue can. I'm trying to remember what it was like. It was like a wild raspberry type shit. It was all right, though.
Everyone always said Fruit Punch was the best. No, Fruit Punch blue, was disgusting.
Though. The one that was blue was nice.
The most disgusting one was cranberry lemonade.
I never even knew they made that
I think
shit.
I drank that one, too. I didn't think it was that bad. Oh, I remember.
You got to mix that shit with vodka.
What I remember thinking is fucking Fruit Punch was just horrific. There's no more caffeinated alcohol, right?
No, I think it's illegal.
No, they banned that shit.
What kind of world are we living in?
You could do this shit where you get a Starbucks and mix it with Kahlua. That's the only logical one I'd see doing. That's what you want to do, I guess. What?
That's what homeless people do. Right? That's what homeless people and serious alcoholics do.
I mean, you could just buy powdered taurine and mix it into some fucking
God
jungle
damn.
Juice. That's basically...
Oh.
You could buy powdered taurine?
Yeah.
Give me a price on powdered taurine.
I got you right now, dog. I got you right now.
Oh, that's terrible. That's just like
I'm looking at the price
of
a giant
man.
Fucking barrel of taurine. For what? Don't you worry. I'm making my own Four Loko. Was that what?
$20 for 400 grams.
And now look how many grams of taurine was in a Four Loko. Let's see if you can find that information out. Because then we'll know how much taurine dust we need to buy.
Jesus.
What? What are you
just
trying to say?
Just fucking start snorting, doing rails of taurine and fuck it.
What
do you need the liquid for?
I feel like you'd have to do a lot of rails of taurine.
It's not like guarana, right?
Guarana?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know that's what's in the Red Bull.
That's the bat shit, right?
Taurine is also in Red Bull.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Both are in Red Bull.
They're like cousins and shit.
What?
Right? That's what they are. They're like related to each other.
In the same drink, they must be fucking cousins.
Hell yeah.
They must be fucking biological cousins.
Yeah, soda's exactly like whiskey.
Chocolate and milk, same thing.
Good God.
Let me see here. 260 milligrams of caffeine in a Four Loko. It doesn't seem to...
Can we buy caffeine?
You can buy powdered caffeine on the same website you can buy powdered taurine.
God damn. That shit is legal. You can buy a fucking powdered caffeine. That's legal?
Yeah.
But yeah, caffeine's a legal drug.
You might be out of stock right now.
God, are you fucking trying to buy some right now?
How are we going to make this HSR Loko? It sounds like a ship name. I booked passage on that at HSR Loko.
Shit is sinking quick, son.
Sinking quick.
Yeah, you can get caffeine powder. It's cheaper than fucking taurine powder. You'd be fine.
Like, what the fuck would you do with that, though?
You can make your own caffeine pills, and, like, you could reenact that episode of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, God, that I'm so excited bullshit.
Yeah, there you go.
That bitch was getting it in, son.
You can just mix it with taurine and make your own Four Loko. I'm telling you, here's the thing. We get a jar of this for the pizza party. We can make jungle juice. We get a soda stream.
400 grams? How much that shit cost?
We get a soda stream. We get this tub of taurine. We get some caffeine. We make some jungle juice. We put it in the soda stream.
Don't you
bubble that shit up?
Fucking creepy.
Homemade Four Loko, dog.
Nah,
just pouring it all over these hoes.
No. Somebody's going to die from that shit. And like, look how they advertise. Look how they advertise that shit. 400 grams at 99% pure. Why the fuck?
This isn't an advertisement, John. This is how you can buy. They're assuring you it's 99% pure taurine.
It's not good shit.
What I'm worried about is what's that 1%? That isn't
Coke.
Pure.
It's uncut.
Barely any yayo in that. That's the chemical name for cocaine. Yayo.
Yay one, yo two.
That's exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's the chemical makeup of blow.
That was terrible.
I don't see you trying. You're just looking at your phone. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I'm fucking making amends right now because you guys keep riding my ass about this
shit. I don't know what you're talking about. Just shit in the bed. Costing us money.
We're fine now. I feel kind of guilty because the dude's saying it's going to be on and off donation. Like, nah. You moving, don't worry about it.
There's one way to get more Patreon money. Stanley, you need to start this Pepper Hicks book club. People are clamoring for it on Reddit.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Pepper Hicks book club.
Yeah, people, you start recommending books.
Yeah, I've recommended a few.
Beyond the Pale Horse?
Let's see. I just
Tragedy
bought,
and Hope.
I bought I got really fucked up, and then I bought a book on Amazon.
You bought a book.
And
damn, son.
It came in the mail. I was like, why the fuck did I buy this? So I guess I'm going to start reading it. Infinite Jest.
What the hell is that?
What's that shit?
It's a modern classic with David Foster Wallace, but it's like 1,000 pages long. So I haven't even started yet. I have to get in the right
Black
mindset.
Dude?
No. Did I get his name wrong? I don't know. I don't know why I bought it. I got fucking whacked over the break, and this book came. I was like, all right, I guess I'll read this. Well, at some point in my busted up brain, I was like, I think I want
to
read this.
You going to the Hamptons this summer? Read your fucking books?
What happens?
Damn, son, you changed.
Not really. I've always fucking read books.
You used to read comics and shit, not really books. Like graphic novels and shit.
You're my graphic novel.
I don't even know what that means.
You're my watchman.
What the fuck? That's very insulting.
Because he watches you jerk off?
You're my The Dark Knight Returns.
I didn't even know that was a book.
You're my Kingdom Come.
Hot.
All right. It was a terrible movie, but...
I'm not talking about the movie, buddy. I'm talking about the graphic novel.
I thought you were talking about that dirt.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you recommend a book, Johnny?
World War Z.
The book was a hell of a lot better than that.
Metro 2024 was also good.
Awful, awful movie.
That movie was pretty bad, but that's Brad Pitt's fault. He should have fucking gotten the financiers fucking locked down instead of like half-assing that shit.
You know,
mm.
Why'd you just go? Mm. Mm.
You see that?
No, I didn't see it. Was it?
Go back to
Miss Khalifa.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it.
You had Sausage Castle on a topic sheet, so I Googled it because I don't have the article you were talking about. And the first thing that came up was man on man fucking.
No, definitely not the Vice article I was checking out.
Well, I mean, you're the one that told me Google Sausage Castle.
Fucking Mike Busey. There you go, MikeBusey.com.
Okay, this is the first thing that comes up. Dude's fucking.
It's not dude's fucking. That's not a dude.
This is a dude.
I knew Johnny was gay.
Shut up.
So why are you all about this Sausage Castle?
It's pretty cool. It's like the last fucking beacon of fucking freedom and shit. It looks mad skeezy.
Explain
but
what it is, because I have no idea what Sausage Castle is. Right. It sounds like gay pornography.
Not at all. Basically, this dude, Mike Busey, who's the nephew of Gary Busey, allegedly, fucking, he has like, they rented out some fucking old house, turned it like into a castle fortress kind of thing.
Right.
And they have like just people that society's discarded. Like, they have fucking soldiers with PTSD, junkies trying to just like wean out.
Where do they get money from?
People donate. They have like a fundme.com shit, fundmego, whatever that shit's called.
GoFundMe.
Yeah, there you go. They have it's like an offshoot kind of the Juggalos, I think, too.
Yeah, I saw some Juggalo pictures there.
Yeah, there you go. But they got like, they always have like bad broads.
He's got
out
a
there.
Stage show, Mike Busey?
Yeah, no, they go to like Juggalo performances and other stuff out in Florida, and they just, you know, they have a good time.
This chick is pretty trashy looking.
There's nothing wrong with that. See, they go there because people like you judge them. They have nowhere to go. So they have to go to the fortress.
No, I'm only judging you. You hang out with this dude that's dressed like an adult baby.
Why not? Nothing's gonna pop off. We just chill, have a beer and shit. Be like, oh, look
Something's
at that bitch's titties.
Off.
Not at all.
Chill
not
with this guy, horse head mask. That's fucking played out, Johnny.
That looks like one of your fucking parties at your house and shit.
Hanging out with horse head face.
a mutual friend of mine and Chris's is throwing his first ever party this weekend.
How old is he?
Two.
Seven?
How old is he? You say 2 years old?
Yeah, fucking your first ever party? Like ever?
We're going to crash a child's birthday party.
Fuck yeah. Free cake, fucking how balloon old, animals and shit, whatever.
He's what, 31? He's throwing his first party ever?
31, yeah. Huh? Damn.
Yeah.
I've just been shitting on the Facebook page.
It might be an awesome party just
because... There's a Facebook page for it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I just keep texting
that's
the
person. Awesome.
I'll tweet it out on Saturday for anybody who wants to come.
I'll
yeah, just random.
Anybody's listening to this on Friday, it'll be tweeted on Saturday.
They ain't got
afternoon.
Shit to do, just pop up.
Yeah.
Like, I keep texting the person, will there be finger foods? Because that's what makes a party. And this is your first party, there better be finger foods.
You got
do you know
like
any details
booze?
About the party? I'm very interested in how this person's going to throw this party if it's their first party ever.
I heard he's giving away Action Bronson tickets at the party.
Oh, sick.
Wow, that's fucking ball. That's pretty nice door gift.
I heard Action Bronson's going to be there.
We'll find out. If he sees my tweet on Saturday, he'll be there.
Get the fuck out of here. That's a pretty badass first party. How are you going to top that shit? It's pretty badass.
I don't know.
Is it a whole house we could party in or just an apartment?
No, just one floor. But here's the thing. His roommate had a game night, and they have a crazy Indian neighbor who called the police because of a game night. So I don't know how good this party's going to be.
Oh God.
Boy. Why wouldn't you just change the venue?
Well, it's his house.
And what made this person decide to throw a party?
I don't know. He just has a house now.
He's like a big enough cherry. Yeah, pop like, the crib,
I think I'm going to have a party.
I think I'm old enough to handle this.
Yeah, I'm mature enough.
You got Stanley fucking dogging him. What kind of fucking finger foods you going to have, buddy?
What kind of he better have fucking... You know what? I'm going to text him right now.
Text him about finger foods. I want everyone to start texting about finger foods.
Fuck all that. Yo, just get that 50 nuggets shit. Like, get 4 orders of that shit. That's 200 nuggets. Everybody eats.
That's actually a really good idea.
Food budget.
Food budget's 50 bucks. You know why? Because you're getting 250 nuggets.
Hell yeah, B.
I'm texting him. I said, Johnny wants to know what finger foods you're going to have.
I'm not fucking. I don't want to know that shit. Don't fucking put my name on that. I can give a fuck about food. You bring your own bag of chips and eat in front of that motherfuckers.
Seriously.
You were invited to the party, right?
I did not get an invite to that party.
You didn't get a Facebook invite?
I got to look into it. I get invites. I just never checked.
This is pretty exciting. We're going to go to a party that's going to last a half hour.
Oh, yeah. Cops are showing up. It's going to be great.
We're going to feel 14. Technically, that's what a 14-year-old does.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a keg? Is it going to be a keg?
I hope so. If you're going to have a party without a fucking keg.
Nah, he don't know what that is. It's probably just
a big sandwich, too.
How many people do you think there's going to be at this party? Just estimate. For real. Just tell me. Just say.
People. I don't know. 30. I'd say 28 of them will be dudes.
Oh.
One of the girls will be your chick.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn.
So we're going out to fucking Jersey for a sausage.
Yeah, my
fret.
Girl's not coming to Jersey. That's for shit show.
We're going out to Jersey for a fucking shitty party that's going to last a half hour before the cops come.
You probably ain't even going to be a keg. Probably like a punch bowl kind of shit.
I mean, there's a pretty good beer garden out in Jersey City.
But it's not at the fucking beer. It's at his house.
Well, we could just go to the beer garden once the cops show up. And Jersey City cops ain't shit.
Oh God, this sounds like a disaster.
Is it
already.
A BYOB kind of shit where you gotta bring your own shit? I don't mind. I'm not hating on him for it.
I hope not because fucking stores. He better have kegs because stores. You can't buy beer after 2 a.m.
Yeah, I guess it closes out quick.
And the party starts at 1:45 a.m. So, but like we're gonna have till 2:15 to drink. I'm joking because it's a half an hour party. See, go with the fucking joke. Jesus Christ, Johnny.
I don't know. This party sounds more shitty and shitty. I don't know what's true anymore. Is it really going to be Action Bronson tickets? Or like,
yeah. Send it on Facebook. Yeah. I'll show you
I'm
the Facebook post.
All right, I'm with it. I think I know what you're talking about, too, now. I'm with it.
Yeah. You know exactly who we're talking about.
Yeah. Damn. I can't believe it's his first fucking house party, if it's the guy I'm thinking of, though. And he gets fucked up at other people's shit. You don't throw his own?
Nah, man. That's his shit. He gets fucked up and passes out at other people's houses.
Yeah, that's a scary trip back home.
I had a buddy in high school who I'm actually still buddies with, but he would vomit at people's houses all the time when they had parties. So when he had a party for his 17th birthday, people vomited in just hidden places all around his house. And like literally somebody opened his little sister's Easy Bake Oven box, vomited in there, closed it back up. There was a girl sitting behind his curtains being like, I'm trying to puke. I just can't. I didn't have enough to drink.
Oh man, that's sad.
And that party was last week. Just hangs out with 16-year-olds.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, well.
I gets it in.
Ooh, don't say that shit.
Don't joke like that.
But yeah, it's pretty exciting to go to Papa Cherry. I mean,
are we wearing birthday hats, boys?
I don't think it's a birthday party.
Yeah, it's not his birthday.
Fucking first party. You gotta wear something.
I mean, I'll just have a ball gag in my mouth. Is that good?
Hell yeah, daddy.
What?
Hell yeah. I'll bring a horse head. Fuck it.
All right.
Here you go.
Horse head and ball gag in the morning.
He's giving away these Action Bronson tickets.
Where?
For BB Kings.
How many tickets does he have to give out?
Probably two.
So you got to fight for them fucking tickets? I'm Thunderdome like, shit for action.
Oh, he's not giving them out to everybody. He's going to have like some kind of stupid contest.
Oh, shut the
really?
Fuck
really? There's going to be a
man?
Stupid contest for the tickets?
Whoever brings the best finger foods.
I'm bringing 300 nuggets. Tap that shit.
I'm texting them right now about the finger foods. I'm going to ask, can I get an update on the finger foods?
I'll bring a pound of ham or some shit. Some boys said something nice. I just tell them to slice that shit mad thin. Damn.
So you're not hyped for this party anymore, John?
Not if you got to fucking fight for tickets and shit. No. I'm thinking you come, everybody gets a ticket.
Everybody gets an action bronze. That'd be an expensive ass party.
I thought he had like the in with the dude or some shit. He was like a roadie for him or something. He's always got interesting stories.
So now you're trying to go to roadie parties? What the fuck are you?
I thought that's what he was
like
doing.
Like a toothless whore right
now. Hey, why not? Fuck it.
All right, Action Bronze. Can I get an update on the finger foods? Want to know what to expect.
Now, fuck that. If I got to fight for a ticket, I got to perform for a ticket. I'm bringing donuts. Y'all can suck my dick on that one.
You're bringing donuts?
I'm going to just bring donuts. I'm bringing 12. Whoever gets the 12, enjoy that shit.
You're bringing a lot more than I'm bringing, because I'm bringing jack and shit.
That's terrible.
And I'm going to complain the entire time I'm there.
It's technically a household party.
How's that
party,
different
right?
from anywhere you go ever?
I don't complain when I'm at your house. I'm like, oh, shit, you got a Dreamcast, dog?
Yeah.
Yo, Dreamcast is the shit.
This was up from fucking 15 years ago, bro.
It's like a
Did
time
he get back to you? Is that him texting you?
Nah, somebody else.
All right, well, if he texts me back, I'll give everyone an update on the finger food situation.
Stanley's Crib is kind of like a time capsule and shit.
How so? It's fucking baller and dope?
Hell
exactly.
Yeah. You got like fucking cube TVs in there.
It's like
shit.
The 90s in there. It's fucking sick.
He finally got a flat screen and shit.
It's dope.
Good for him.
He's got fucking Sinai special brews coming out of the tap.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. You know how I do it.
Got the tall boys in the fridge.
Do you really think the cops are going to come to this thing?
I hope so.
Oh, God, man. I can't afford that shit.
What games was he playing during his game night? Like, what kind of
game? Twister?
No. It wasn't even him. It was his roommate. So they were playing, like, yeah, they were playing, like, Risk.
So it's like a co-party?
Huh?
Like, the co-hosting party?
No,
shit?
He wasn't even there for the game night. The guy came up the next day.
That's fucked up.
I was like, sorry,
man.
I had to do that last night, but it was crazy. It was 3 a.m. It was the loudest I've ever heard anything. So now he's throwing a party. This Saturday, it's going to be a shit show. I'm hyped.
So he's trying to top this dude at the end of the day is what it's coming down to?
I guess.
How you going to throw up? That's his roommate?
He's not trying to top anybody. He's just trying to have a party.
But wait, the dude.
But he can't have a party because his neighbor's a cunt.
Yeah, that his boy fucked him up on that one.
Yeah, this sounds...
Any kind of fucking music, the cops is getting called. Son.
I don't think we should go.
I ain't trying to get shot, son. In Jersey, they really
it's
don't
right by
a
the
fuck.
PATH train. We could be right downtown in a few minutes. We'll be getting drunk.
Oh, we gotta take a PATH train too, right?
It's like two stops.
I'll send the donuts. You can take the donuts on my behalf.
I'm not carrying donuts.
Just take the donuts, Chris.
You can say it's for you.
We'll eat them on the train on the way out there.
I don't want to spoil my appetite for the finger foods.
I'll save them for the cops when they show up. But like, here you go. We'll skate. Everybody else get locked
up.
No, but they're still in full force, unlike the slow down here.
Oh, boy.
See, bring it right back.
You like that one, Johnny?
That was nice. Oh, shit. I don't get people to, like, they bitch about when there's a slowdown, but then they start complaining there's too many fucking tickets. I say take the gift when you get it.
No, the cops pushed out, and they didn't just go the whole month. That was the whole point. They were supposed to go the whole month without giving tickets to cost the city a bunch of money so they can negotiate a better contract. But then they pushed out because they said that they were not going to give vacation days. They were not going
to
assign vacation days until
they
started giving
to
tickets.
They always do that shit
to them. But that's what I'm saying.
Them.
Like, I just think, whatever.
I don't get why they were shocked about it.
The police union just pushed out.
Oh, no. They hate Patty Lynch now. They had a little ruckus out in Queens at some fucking meeting. Fucking, they can't get along, man. That's cold shit.
So, but I just don't understand how, like, now it's just too many tickets. Do they think that's going to piss off the mayor?
Well,
it's
no,
too many cooks.
It's the fucking, the rapidness of them catching up to the numbers. They're going to just start free-falling them tickets and shit. Catching the street, jaywalking, bam, ticket. I don't really like broken windows and shit.
Well, yeah, it's cold outside.
Oh, fuck you, man. Fuck you in the mouth.
What?
You didn't hear what he said? What
did he say?
Oh, you an asshole.
Wait.
Why are you texting people? Pay attention to the show.
Are these mics on?
You're supposed to be steering the ship here.
This ship is fucking on the goddamn beach. Tipped
Yo,
over.
Word. Why don't we just take some fucking dog stickers for your boys' party for assholes and shit?
I don't get it.
You just put it on people. They won't know. You just like calling them an asshole, giving them stickers
and
shit.
Well, they're $6.25 a piece, John. I think your dozen donuts idea was nice and economical.
We could do munchkins too, bro. You get a lot more for a lot less.
Look, no, you came up with the best idea. It was the nuggets. You're gonna get the we gotta get nuggets for the party.
So we all putting in, right? Three way.
I'll put $3 in.
Yeah, you ain't shit, son. That's you know it's more than that. We ain't gonna have enough,
dude.
$3.50. Don't be cheap.
$3 each.
No, I thought we were gonna make this homemade Four Loko.
No, we're not doing that.
Not for the party. That's just for us.
You know, cops is coming.
We just listen. We just get a jug of Carlo Rossi sangria, hook it up to the soda stream, add the taurine.
What the fuck is this fucking Sunnyvale? What the fuck are you talking about?
You're making a lot of sense right now.
You're nuts.
You know, I'm missing a fucking risk game for money to go to this party.
Wait, is there a risk game for money?
I'm pretty sure you could bet on risk, bro.
I'm fucking good at risk.
It's mad conducive to betting.
I wouldn't say that.
It is. You bet money on who, like, you get two players and you bet who you think's gonna win. That's it.
No, it's whatever. All I know is that this party better be worth the amount of money I would have won playing Risk.
And the fucking arrests and tickets we're all going to be getting.
When's the last time you won money gambling?
A couple weeks ago.
The boy's a winner, son.
Then I fucking got hit hard the next following week, but I did have a couple good weeks.
He got fucking hot, and then he just got greedy.
That's right. Greed brought me down, much like Gordon Gekko.
I guess.
What's so funny?
I guess.
Because I watched Wall Street, and I was like, I guess I should bet all the money I won.
Just let it ride?
I guess I'm just going to let this shit ride. I'm intelligent and make good decisions.
Shout out to Mike Douglas. Fucking still working it. She's an Ant-Man now.
Yeah, you got that throat cancer from eating all that pussy. I love it.
Yeah, I respect
that.
And
I bet
that's
the ass, too. I bet he was eating the ass, too.
You know, you got to be a gentleman about it. Why not? I don't get why Paul Rudd got the part, though. He's kind of old. To be playing Ant-Man and shit.
I don't know. I think Ant-Man looks terrible. Ant-Man blows.
Yeah, Ant-Man's
the trailer's really that bad?
It's bad. It's just, I don't see Paul Rudd as a fucking superhero. He's a yuppie. He's like a Judd Apatow
but
Jewish
kind of
superhero.
They're not doing the Hank Pym Ant-Man, right?
I don't know. I don't know fucking details. All I know is a guy named Ant-Man. Sounds like a real pussy.
I think, Paul Rudd's going to be fighting with his wife, and he just, like, makes an alter ego with him and Seth Rogen, and they go to Vegas and shit. I don't know. I guess one's Green Hornet, the other's fucking Ant-Man.
You got your movies
Ant-Man.
Mixed up, Johnny.
Oh, man.
Johnny. Johnny, you're making those look like dicks.
So we taking food? Are we bringing any gifts?
I'm not bringing gifts.
What?
We can get a fucking, like, you know, a glitter service kind of shit that was in the paper.
What is glitter service?
This guy, all right, like, you know, if you put glitter in a card, it's just going to go all over the floor. It's the dick move.
The glitter is the worst. Yeah. It stays around forever.
Yeah. You can't get that shit off.
So this guy started a website called...
And then bitches be like, you been at the strip club?
Oh, yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
This is exactly what bitches be like, Johnny. Why are you criticizing him?
God.
Bitches be like that all the time.
No, honey, I just got a glitter bomb in the mail.
I swear. So now with this, you can send yourself a glitter bomb and just go to strip club. It's actually a great alibi, but it's shipyourenemiesglitter.com. So this guy started this business for $10. He'll send glitter.
That's mad funny.
Yeah, it's mad funny, except for the fact that he can't handle the fucking pressure, and he's now asking people online to stop ordering glitter for him because he can't take all the glitter in his apartment.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I swear to God. Here's his fucking... Here's a comment on one of the articles after it went viral last week. Hey, guys, I'm the founder of this website. Please stop buying this horrible glitter product. I'm sick of dealing with it. Sincerely, Matt.
Damn, that
why
shit
don't we
better
reach,
back.
Why, all right, look, tweet.
hold on, top response. Sorry, Matt, you've made your glitter-coated bed, and I'm afraid you'll have to lie on it.
You got to tweet at Matt and say, look, you need help. We'll help you out.
That's some fucking Twilight Zone shit right there, bro.
Hold on, second comment. If I send you glitter, will you package it and deliver it to yourself?
Oh, man, that's fucked.
That's pretty awesome. Is this for real? This guy's real service, huh?
Yeah. He started it, and now he's
quality service,
he got a million visits to the website in a day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he's like it's seven figures, the amount of sales he's done. And he just can't.
What?
Yeah, he can't handle the amount
what?
Of glitter he has in his house.
Why doesn't he fucking, like, get guys to help him with the shit?
We can help him with the shit.
Yeah, just wear some fucking latex body paint.
Hell
or whatever.
Yeah, we'll take money from anybody and not send no glitter to nobody. Just be like, hell yeah, we'll just go to the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
No, so, we'll still
send us your money. We'll go to the strip club. We'll cover ourselves in glitter and cocoa butter.
Use that shit as currency. Fucking cocoa butter. Ah, oh, man. He just didn't fucking see that plan out, did he?
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because here's like, this is something that we always talk about. This would be great if something like this happened. You get a million hits in a day. He, like, seven-figure amount
just
of
can't cover
money in a day. And he just is, like, covered in glitter, like, probably crying.
Like, his apartment's fucking glistening and shit. The neighbors are complaining.
Yeah, he's got, like, a pet that's just fucking breathing in glitter.
Shit probably died.
Yeah.
Shit just died.
He had to put one of those butthole stickers on the dog's nose so it wouldn't breathe any more glitter.
No.
Excellent callback.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're feeling crazy right now, right, Johnny?
How much did he pay for all that shit again?
$27.
Fuck that idea.
I mean, glitter must be cheap as fuck, right?
No, man. If you buy that much, it can't be cheap.
No, it's if you're
it's
buying...
It's cheaper if you buy more of anything.
Exactly.
In bulk?
Yes. You no, he's buying tiny
Johnny,
little...
Johnny, have you ever bought narcotics before?
Yeah, but I'm not fucking buying glitter. I don't know. I don't spend money on glitter. That's like some pervert shit right there, Pete.
Here, 12 3/4 ounce bottles of glitter is $13 on Amazon. 24-pack of glitter from Martha Stewart is $24.
Damn, that's not bad.
4 ounces of glitter,
$5. But how much did he buy that he can't fucking keep up is what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying he can't. He just doesn't want to deal with the glitter anymore. It's just everywhere.
It's
he
didn't just think driving
he would get,
him mad.
He wouldn't think he'd get 30,000 fucking glitter bomb orders in a day.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
It's so funny.
It is.
That's amazing.
Can you imagine one day he's like sleep deprived and accidentally glues some of that shit on his hand? Oh, fucking idiot.
How can we rip this idea off and piggyback it? What else don't people like that we can buy for cheap in bulk?
Taurine.
No. That's a...
Oh, gotcha, buddy. You have taurine all over yourself.
Cards Against Humanity ships shit to a bunch of people on
so
Black
stupid.
Friday. It's pretty. Didn't they make 30 grand shipping shit to people?
Something like what that. Kind yeah, a lot of people bought it.
What kind of shit?
Cards Against Humanity. You know that stupid game that hipsters play?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So they took all their products offline except for a box of shit on Black Friday. And people just went to their website and clicked buy. And they sent boxes of shit to people. They sold $30,000 worth of shit.
Wow.
On Black Friday.
Damn, people got disposable income and shit.
Yeah.
No, people didn't know. They were just like, oh, people like Cards Against Humanity, so I'll just Google Cards Against Humanity and buy whatever comes up. It was the only product they were selling, and it was called Cards Against Humanity Box of Shit. What could maybe jizz. We could put jizz in a card.
No, that's
it's free.
That's illegal.
It's illegal, yeah. What's cheap? Ants? Can we put ants? Ant farms are cheap as fuck. We could just breed them.
Just send somebody boxes with an ant farm in it, but it's got like a trap door at the bottom that opens when they pick it up out of the box. And there's ants and sand everywhere.
God. Who hates me? This is terrible. Bees?
That seems like you could get in trouble. People are allergic to bee stings.
Yeah, they can die from that.
Fuck.
You can migrate somebody.
You get roaches. Roaches are everywhere. You don't have to pay for them.
That's a good point.
Collect them.
I know.
You got to handle roaches, though.
I know.
Think about how bad this was with this guy with the fucking glitter. You're going to have roaches all over your apartment.
Peanuts. We peanut dust. And we just fucking shoot peanut dust over.
I mean, yeah, let's just kill every child in the world.
Right? It's like, fuck, I didn't know the kid was allergic. Oh, man.
That ain't on me, bro. It's on the person who fucking told me to send it out there. Now you're trying to fucking tell me I killed 12 kids across the United States? You can suck my dick. But you know what? I'm taking all this peanut dust money, and my ass is going to fucking Brazil.
It's all funny games to somebody die.
That's it for us. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Shiny.
Chris from Brooklyn.